We've heard many stories about products coming out of China that are not safe, poisonous pet food, contaminated toothpaste, and there were the Thomas the Train toys that included lead in the paint. There is another one coming out, and this is about what's in your home. 100,000 homes across 20 states in America used drywall from China that now turns out to possibly be toxic. We're joined now by Chris Hogg. He's the BBC's Shanghai correspondent. He's going to be able to tell us about what this means for trade. But let's go first to Luis Gonzalez. He's a Miami-Dade police officer and has a three-year-old son who's been affected by Chinese drywall. He joins us from Miami. Good morning, Luis.
Hi, good morning.
You bought a home, and when you purchased the home, you smelled an odd smell, but you thought that was just a temporary thing, correct?
Yes. Actually, the house was closed down for about a year or so, so I thought it was just a stale smell to the house. Really didn't think anything of it.
Damp or something. And
yes.
When did you know that there was something seriously wrong?
About 6-7 months into the house, I started hearing the rumors of this Chinese drywall and how we should inspect, because a lot of the houses, when this house was built back in 2006, had this drywall. So as I started to look into the electrical outlets and the air conditioner, I noticed that all the copper wiring was black, and which is one of the signs of this drywall, these off gases. So that's when I started to really look into it, and I looked into the internet for help.
Okay, so you and your family have actually been ill, especially your three-year-old son, with respiratory problems that you believe is caused by the drywall, and you've moved into an apartment, and you're still paying the mortgage on the original home.
Yes, I'm still paying the mortgage. I've called out for help. I called the VA. I called out the mortgage company, Wells Fargo, for help, and nobody wants to help out on this. Everybody just gives you the turns the face the other way.
So you're now in litigation with the builder to try and force them to replace the drywall.
Yes, I am.
Chris Hogg from Shanghai, good morning.
Good morning.
He talked about one of the signs that you've got toxic drywall in your home, which is metal turning black. So I understand what happens is the drywall from China is emitting sulfide gases. It turns your metal black. It can affect your wiring. And do we know for sure that this drywall is causing these things?
No, we don't. And this is the point, really, that the that in America they are still trying to carry out these tests. They know there's a problem. The EPA has carried out tests on Chinese drywall. They found that it has sulfur and two organic compounds associated with acrylic paint. But they came to no conclusion on the health risks. So these technical investigations are still going on. And after talks between the U.S. safety watchdog and the China safety watchdog, the U.S. and China, they put out a statement saying that they're working together, continuing with these investigations to determine what caused this and to ensure that these problems don't recur.
So China has announced it will actually help out with this investigation. Correct?
Yes, China is already helping out with this investigation.
Is this a departure from how they've handled some of these other things? As I mentioned, the toothpaste thing issue, or pet food, or the Thomas the Train toys?
Certainly, I think it's fair to say that that kind of bad publicity has riled the Chinese, and certainly the kind of working together that we see is probably a lot closer than it was. But it was very interesting when you had this statement from these two safety watchdogs. I mean, certainly neither side was willing to take all the blame on themselves. On the American side, you had Inez Tenenbaum, the head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, saying that it was important that drywall companies in China examine carefully their responsibilities to U.S. consumers suffering problems and do what is fair and just. And from the Chinese side, they were saying, look, this is people have to understand that this is a global supply chain problem, and everybody at every link in that supply chain has a responsibility. Basically, them saying it's not just our fault.
Chris Hogg, there's plenty of cooperation now, as you describe, but what's to prevent this dispute from becoming, and there's been a fair amount of cynicism in China that the U.S. uses environmental rules to manipulate trade disputes, and that it's actually not about contaminants at all?
I mean, certainly this, along with every other kind of dispute that or argument that's going on, always has the potential to blow up into something more serious. at this stage, though, with the U.S. President Barack Obama due to come early next month to China, I think both sides are going to be doing whatever they can to try to make sure that there are no grounds for anything to blow up in their face. And that's why you have this holding statement, if you like, saying we're working together on this.
Luis Gonzalez is a Miami-Dade police officer in Florida who's having trouble with the drywall in his home. We don't know for sure, Luis, that it's the drywall that's causing the... You're saying that you have flu-like symptoms among your family, correct?
Right, yes. Nobody knows for sure what it is. However, we've never had these symptoms in the past. And even before I knew about this drywall, I had been to an allergist several times because of these symptoms and the respiratory issues that I've been having. And I don't come up allergic with anything that they've checked for. So we're attributed to it now.
Have they disappeared since you left the home?
Not totally. I've only been out for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And actually, I go back to the house every night myself. So it's my kid and my wife that are out completely.
So really, the question here, Chris, is whether or not, we only have a couple seconds left, but whether or not these negotiations with China would be fast enough to help someone like Luis, who can't afford both the mortgage and the rent in his apartment. Luis Gonzalez, Miami-Dade police officer, joined us from Miami. And Chris Hogg is a Shanghai correspondent with our partner, the BBC, talking about possibly toxic drywall that came into China. It is currently in more than 100,000 homes across the United States.